Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
There's only one station to talk Chicago sports. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, WSCR, HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends. Never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Joe Sheehan.
The idea that you're going to be able to both be a major league pitcher on a major league routine, let's say 32 starts, and then also be a contributor on those 4 days in between starts. I don't want to use the word like ludicrous, because I think people are sincere in their belief in this, but I think it underestimates the difficulty these guys have just in pitching 32 times a year. We don't see two-way players now, not because players are lazy or unskilled. We don't see two-way players now because it's so hard to just do one of those things.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Marcus?
Guys, I don't think the Bears are as bad as most people do. I think that with a professional coaching staff on offense, with a few more playmakers on either side of the ball, I think this team is going to surprise some people fairly quickly.
Ooh.
I detailed the roster when Fox and Pace arrived and what they had to work with and what they're going to have to work with when we assume the new coaching staff arrives. And it is like night and day. There's some interesting young talent on this football team.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It was a fun time yesterday. Joe Sheehan and Hub Arkush among our guests. And we're going to have a bunch of guests today. Phil Hirsch is going to join us at 2:40. Sam Smith, Ross Tucker. Hub will take your calls today. But that's not why you called. Bernstein and Goff Show. Anthony Herron in today. It's not often that within a single show you get completely divergent opinions on the same topic, but it happened. Yesterday on the Mully and Hanley show, a couple of their regulars, my old buddy Dave Wonstedt, my friend Jerry DiNardo, were taking different sides of the debate regarding the college football playoffs. So let's start with Dave Wonstedt, the former coach of the Bears, the Miami Dolphins, the Pittsburgh Panthers. After he and his Fox crew did the Big Ten Championship, in which Ohio State was able to get past Wisconsin, they were stumping for Ohio State as a group unanimously across that particular board. And I think there's some Stockholm syndrome going on there that I thought Phil Rosenthal of the Tribune did a nice job chronicling that we'll talk about. But this was Dave talking about some fundamental unfairness as he saw it.
You take the Big Ten out and you take the Pac-12 out and you look at geographically the area that's involved in this, you chopped away at least half of the college football fans. I don't think it's good for college football. I don't have a problem with Alabama. That's a whole debate. Ohio State, I thought they should have got in because they won the championship. Forget about that. I think there's way too many decisions being made in the committee and not enough on the field. I'm almost glad that this happened because two teams from one conference, in my opinion, the committee right now is going to have to huddle up. And in my opinion, they got to expand and make some changes. If you're Barry Alvarez right now, what are you saying? What do we have a championship game for?
And if you listen to his logic, I think he sounds like a television executive, because more than a coach, because when his when the basis of his argument is cutting away, yeah. And you can speak as certainly as a Pac-12 representative, you're not mm-hmm. officially, but somebody who works for the Pac-12 network, don't you think that the Pacific Coast college football fan viewership and the Big Ten football fan viewership is going to watch these playoffs and the national championship?
Big Ten fan will definitely watch it in droves. Pac-12 fan will watch it less. Why? Without a Pac-12 team in it.
Why? Why are they more provincial?
There's more to do out there. They're just going to go surfing. They're going to go hiking. They're going to do other stuff. It's why attendance is better in the SEC and in the Big Ten region than it is in the Pac-12 or in the ACC or some of the other regions we talk about. But I do think they'll watch. Will ratings be down because there's two SEC teams in it? I don't think there'll be a stark difference in the ratings this year, especially because it's back on New Year's Day now. So normally you compare these things year over year. Last year, when the semifinals were moved to New Year's Eve, they dropped from the year before where it was on New Year's Day.
Right.
So I think the ratings will increase this year. Will they be as high with two SEC teams in it than if it was more geographically dispersed? No, I don't think they will be. But to me, that shouldn't be the reason that you expand the college football playoff.
Yeah, I'm not sure I buy the regionalist argument because you feel that it needs that kind of representation. I'm not sure that passes muster in this case. And I thought that Phil Rosenthal noted how strange it seemed that after the game, after Ohio State won, and they hung on to win
mm-hmm.
against a terrible quarterback. And Ohio State's quarterback was no good either. JT Barrett missed how many open receivers?
And it's amazing the career he's had statistically while still being a largely average football player. He's had one of the great careers in Ohio State history. He's not one of the great Buckeye quarterbacks.
What was it, ever. Troy Smith that also did the same thing?
Yeah, and Troy Smith was a better quarterback than JT Barrett. Yes, Troy Smith to me was a better quarterback. He was more of a threat consistently as a runner, and I felt had a better arm and a more consistent arm. And he developed. Troy Smith developed and got better and better throughout his career at Ohio State. JT Barrett, to me, appears to be the same football player now as he was his freshman year when he had like 40 touchdowns.
Look at the number of touchdowns he left on the field in the championship game.
Yeah.
Wide open guys running free in the middle of the field, like 5 yards free with a hand in the air and just missing guys. I mean, they'll automatically enroll you in Michigan if you do that enough. They will give you the maize and blue helmet. Right. Just
and
by,
I mean, I've yeah. suffered the wrath of multiple fan bases this year in some of my college football discussions where you try to have a more substantive debate about what their team is actually doing, how they're executing pro and con on the field. So don't get me wrong. JT Barrett's had a very nice career at Ohio State. He's a very good football player. He is not a Heisman-worthy football player. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Baker Mayfield. He's not one of these guys who's going to be in New York City battling for the Heisman Trophy. And he's not consistently been accurate as a passer. That to me, for a player of his stature at that program, is just surprising to me that he hasn't improved any more than he has during his college career.
And they came out of that game and there they were all gathered on the panel. And yes, Robert Smith, I understand.
He's a Buckeye.
Robert Smith is, it's hard. Even though professionally you can't do it, you guys all do it. Y'all do it. And if it were Iowa, you would probably do it too.
Yeah, it'd be hard not to.
And I love thinking that it's Robert Smith, the lead singer from The Cure, instead. Like they get them mixed up. And he's there with like the drippy eye makeup and the scraggly hair and everything. He's like, oh, we screwed. And Dave's like, Robert, you look all weird. What's going on? What's with the eye makeup? Come on.
Well, we will have the corollary in here very soon where we're going to have Sam Smith then talking in falsetto. About hoops.
Robert Smith and the other yes. Sam Smith here too. And I always get Ed Sherman and Ed Sheeran mixed up, but that's neither here nor there. And Matt Leinart, like all of them across the board. And then the other guy, the main studio host guy, generic whatever his name is, all said, well, yeah, you got to put Ohio State in over Alabama. And I'm thinking, no, you don't. But they did the game, you know, so their network was invested in that game and they were feeling it a little bit. Then yesterday, you had Jerry DiNardo of Big Ten Network.
Remember,
this is a guy employed by the Big Ten. This is the guy, Big Ten is paying him, and this is what Jerry DiNardo had to say about the whole thing.
Four is enough. 2 was enough with the BCS. Why is it every time it doesn't work out for everybody, we have to give everybody a trophy? Leave it at 4. We're going to change it because Ohio State was left out? I mean, this is insanity. If you want to go to a bigger playoff, give me a better reason than my team didn't get picked.
I love it. And I'll clarify one thing with Jerry, because he Big Ten Network is owned by Fox. So Jerry is also a Fox employee. So you can view it as he's coming from a similar place from an employment standpoint as Dave Wanstead. They're both Fox employees, Big Ten Network owned by Fox. But Jerry, obviously covering the Big Ten since the launch of the network, does have more of a Big Ten focus.
And if Jim Delaney wanted him out, Jim Delaney would have him out.
Yeah, right? Jim could run Jerry immediately if he wanted to.
Not that he would want to. But where Jerry was coming from, too, is saying that, and I don't think he was making fun of Ohio State people. His point was that just because two SEC...
They're a very sensitive fan base. They're so
they all
easy
are.
To tweet.
I tried to deal with Wisconsin people. But just because there were two SEC teams that are among the top four, he said that 1 through 14, the Big Ten is a better conference than the SEC. He said if you really want to measure the strength of a conference, he said it's your full size of your conference 1 through 14.
I agree with that.
He said it's better. That your average team from this conference is better than your average team from the other conference. But some years, he said just the year Ohio State made it, does that mean the Big Ten was better? Not necessarily. Now, where I thought Dave Wanstead also had a decent point was talking about the imbalance in championship games, where Alabama kind of got an advantage losing the Iron Bowl. Where you don't have to play that, you know, it's like, oh, we didn't make it. Okay, we'll be over here.
Well, there's multiple ways where there's inequity in the schedule, because not only did Alabama not have to play in the conference championship game to prove with another data point that they deserve to be in there, but then you get to the fact that they played Mercer in November. They always, every year before the Iron Bowl, their big interstate matchup, their big rivalry game with Auburn that they closed the regular season with, every week before that game, every season before that game, they schedule some FCS opponent. LSU will do it before they play Alabama. Auburn will do it before they play Alabama. Alabama does it before they play Auburn. You get all these SEC teams that schedule FCS teams in November. That's something no other conference does. So not only does the Southeastern Conference only play 8 conference games, where the Big Ten plays 9, Pac-12 plays 9, Big 12 plays 9. You got all these other conferences playing 9 conference games out of their 12 regular season game schedule. The SEC will play an FCS opponent, which is essentially a second bye week in November during the heart of your schedule when your most hotly contested game should be getting played. They're basically scheduling a second bye week in that part of their calendar. So that is a level of schedule inequity that's always made me uncomfortable when you're talking about putting teams into postseason play, because there's no way to know for sure if Alabama's better than Ohio State. Alabama looked faster than Ohio State in 2014 when Ohio State beat them and won the national championship. So we get into this thing where we look at just the sheer physical traits of a team and say, that team's obviously better because they have more athletes. It's so much more compounded than that with what actually makes you a good football team who executes on a more consistent basis. I do think Alabama was a better football team more consistently than Ohio State this year. But I get why some people would make the argument that, especially with the way Alabama handled November, why Ohio State maybe had a shot at being there. But I'm definitely not a guy who thinks it needs to be expanded beyond 4 teams. I can get into more detail about that.
This segment brought to you by Dell. Get the right solution with Dell's small business advisors. Get up to $300 off select servers and business PCs with Intel Core processors until December 17th. Visit Dell.com/small business or call 877-BUY-DELL. Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, just over the border. This is Bill on the Score.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, just wanted to ask him. I was listening to Leach spew out his philosophy of the playoff, and I look at the season as the playoff, as the tournament to get to the playoff. If it's expanded past 4 teams, you're looking at potentially a number, if they went to 6, you'd put Ohio State in there. They're a 2-loss team. If for some reason Clemson was undefeated and ended up playing Ohio State as a 2-loss team, are you going to consider them the national champion? I'm a little confused as to why it would be expanded to put in 4-loss teams that could potentially win.
Well, what might be lost
because
in
they,
your
because
point
they
there,
might
Bill.
Be among the best teams, regardless of It depends on to whom they lost and how.
And with the format as it is right now, the teams that are in the official playoff are just those four teams, and whoever wins this four-team tournament, whoever wins the last game is the champion, no matter what. So there wouldn't be another team who's not currently a part of the tournament that could be ruled a champion, or maybe did I miss your point?
No, I was just trying to figure out if it was expanded and you put in more losses for a team that could potentially be in the playoff, and they ended up playing each other in the national championship as a two- or three-loss team versus an undefeated team, how would you declare a national champion? You're not
gonna same way you would in the same way you would in the NFL, or the same way you would
just whoever wins the championship game. You determine one game as your championship and then that's the champion.
I mean, you understand in the NFL, a wild card team can beat an undefeated team and be the Super Bowl champion, right?
Yes, I do.
So it's
but
just like
not,
that.
But I look at the NCAA playoffs as a year-long champion.
But it isn't anymore, though. It's not anymore. That's the whole point of this is you have a playoff now.
Playoff, not a tournament.
What?
That's what I'm trying to figure out in Leach's conversation. Where he was talking about expanding it to 32.
Right.
He's trying to make a point.
Yeah, his point is that he would do a completely different format, similar to what happens in NCAA hoops. So Leach is not trying to take the current format and simply expand that, and then you still have committees and rankings. His thing is, let's just expand it to a bunch of extra teams over what we have right now, and then just play a true elimination tournament format where you have one team standing at the end, very similar to the NCAA basketball tournament. I disagree with that point of view, but that's the point that Mike Leach is trying to make.
Yeah, they're just trying to settle it on the field rather than on ballots. That was the whole point of the effort. I understood. 312-644-6767 is our telephone number. Looking forward to a conversation with Phil Hirsch. Haven't talked to him in a while. Always an interesting and knowledgeable guest coming your way at 2:40. Grabbing your thoughts on, I don't know how you see the winner of that particular debate, Dave Wannstedt, Jerry DiNardo. I think on the merits of this particular case, argued narrowly, I would say Jerry DiNardo was more convincing, only because I'm not sure quite of the Wannstedt standing caring about regional interest more than the fairness of determining the correct champion.
Well, there's approximately, maybe even exactly, 130 FBS or 1A or football bowl subdivision teams right now. So the comparison with the NFL, the statistical flaw in there is that you're much closer to a round robin in the National Football League than you can ever hope to get at the major college football level. You're playing multiple division games in the NFL, but then you have more cross-divisional matchups, and you get a better sense for who has played well against whom, at least one or two removed versus the competition, and you're going to limit that postseason in the NFL. Whereas in college, with a 4-team playoff out of 130 teams, even if it was a 16-team playoff out of 130 teams, at a certain point, you will need to max out the games. So I believe the part of the point Dave Wannstedt is trying to make is that if you just say half of our playoff is from this region of the country who really hasn't played against the other region of the country, then how can we accurately determine if these are really two of the best four teams? Maybe we need to determine they're two of the best six teams or two of the best eight teams, because we really have no true cross-sectional matchup to base it off of. Now, that's not how Wannstedt explained it. That was what I took from the point he's trying to make, though, from a regional argument. Beyond the TV part, because I do think maybe Pac-12 fans will tune in a little bit less, but beyond the TV portion of it, in college, there's so many teams, and it's so parochial regionally that I think you're not necessarily getting. You don't know how well Alabama would play against Ohio State, aside from the fact that Ohio State a few months ago played Clemson, where they were both different teams.
That's Anthony Heron in for Jason Goff, who's off today. When we come back, I have a question for you in your role as former NFL player about your level of envy for these now allowed celebrations of touchdowns, because I know it's running through your mind about what the endless possibilities could be. And it's been very creative and I've been very impressed, but I think as the games get more important, we need to step this up. We need to get more creative with some of this, because the possibilities.
So you don't want to dial it back.
No. I think it's time for the literate people and the dramatists to take over.
Because get some thespians on the football field.
Yes, there's some on every team, and there's things we can do here. You have the score.
Lawrence Holmes with soon-to-be-retired newsman Mark Sapelsa.
I love watching you on TV. Love listening to you on the radio. Love you on Twitter.
I also appreciate the fact that you get me. When it happens on Twitter, you seem to get what I'm trying to do, and that means a ton to me.
I wish I could tweet like you. You've got an impact. It's great stuff. It's educational. It's funny, and I love it.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The NFL disciplinarians and the appeals officers were busy yesterday. It was announced that Rob Gronkowski's appeal of his one-game suspension was rejected. Juju Smith-Schuster had a one-game suspension announced. His appeal was rejected as well. And then George Iloka's suspension was announced, but his appeal was heard and it was accepted. So once again, this has never been more confusing than it is right now. Obviously, safety is an enormous concern in the league right now, so you're going to get suspended for a helmet-to-helmet shot. Or at least I thought. Juju Smith-Schuster was, but George Iloka was not. Are they not the same crime? The punishment's different here. How does Gronk get a one-game suspension for a non-football play when Juju gets a one-game suspension for making a football play? The league needs to figure this out, because the only thing worse than not punishing players for dangerous hits is punishing players inconsistently. I'm Jim Rome.
Denise, when you're not near, my heart does... Decrease? No, that's not good.
He went to Jared because he realized a necklace would probably say it a little better. It's the Jared Last Chance to Save event, with amazing discounts store-wide, special pricing on hundreds of new pieces, and exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Last Chance to Save event, December 7th through 10th. Some exclusions apply. See jared.com for details.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
You need a big package of meat? I think you do. You want a giant box, and the box is filled with steaks and chops and chicken and sausages. Sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds really good, especially when it comes from Omaha Steaks. And you can give it as a gift, but it could be a gift to yourself also. The particular gift that I'm talking about is called the Family Gift Pack from Omaha Steaks. It's only $49.99. And all you do is you go to omahasteaks.com. You have to enter my code, DanB, in the search bar, and you get 75% off. And then what happens is you have avoided the lines, you've avoided the crowds, you've ordered gifts for everyone on your list, and you've gotten one for yourself. I've gotten this for myself as well, and I'm still not done with it because there's so much food, and it's all good because it's Omaha Steaks. They give you great steak experiences right at home, and this is a big box of experiences because for less than $50, just for listening, you get all this: 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasas, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and 4 additional kielbasas free. That is one package. All of those things together, $49.99. You want it? Yeah, you do. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It is the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts.
charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
South Shore Arts at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts, Munster, Indiana, presents a rare and historical sports exhibit from private collectors through January 28th for the love of the game. Major League Sports and Art and Memorabilia will feature items and photos of sports heroes throughout the last century in baseball, basketball, hockey, even horse racing. Original prints by Leroy Neiman, paintings by Mark McMahon of famous ballparks and stadiums will fill the 5,000 square foot gallery. For information, go to southshoreartsonline.org.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Let's keep the gifts coming, shall we? Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? You can, and it is easy. Pajamagram. Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Softest pajamas. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny. They are like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, the warmth, the comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they are a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today or surprise her with something that she'll love all winter long. You don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and whatever you do, tell them the score sent you.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
We'll be next. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
.226 Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. It is the Bernstein Goff Show with Anthony Heron in today. And it's fun times if you're an NFL player. And I love how these guys always seem to have taken enough time to come up with some really fun touchdown celebrations. There have been some good ones, there have been some bad ones, but I believe that we've, you know, shooting a free throw, it's cute, it's okay. Oh, you're playing baseball, okay. Or you're burping a baby, or you're giving CPR, or you're lying down on the football like it's a pillow. Let's do this with a little more a forethought, maybe some more grandiosity here.
A little more highbrow, maybe? Or
random.
More random. I mean, I thought you were going to go more intricate choreography,
That's fine, too.
Okay.
If you want to do a full Bob Fosse jazz hands kind of thing,
That I'm with that.
Because while Cal Long didn't have a good time, I thought the electric slide from the Eagles was nice. I enjoyed that.
That's cute.
I got a kick out
of it. That's cute. But how about like somebody doing, I don't know, the death of Caesar or something? I don't know exactly how you could, but maybe I don't think the NFL would go well with somebody stabbing somebody in the back, right?
Yeah, that'd be an issue. Also.
I don't know, because I haven't seen the actual internal memos about like what's okay and
so
what's
not. So then
a
player would maybe remove a helmet and then kind of hold the helmet in the air almost like a skull.
Well, that would be Hamlet,
thing,
though.
And then,
I mean,
you're right.
You could do that as the gravedigger scene in Hamlet.
Okay. Yeah.
Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio. Right? Could you do that? Was it?
Would anyone get it though?
I want to say it was Chicago improv legend Del Close who actually, in his will, had it that his skull be used as Yorick's skull in a production of Hamlet. And I don't know if it actually
that
happened.
If somebody
or not,
ever followed through with it?
I don't know, but he put that in his will. That's what he wanted. He wanted his skull to be. Cured and, you know, skinned and debrained. And
fun fact, you may see Del Close's skull on display.
Have you seen him? You know who he is. You remember in the movie The Untouchables? The guy that tries to bribe Ness at his desk and he goes, oh, that's it. You guys are untouchable, huh? And he puts the money back in his trench coat. That's him. That's Del Close. So, you mean you could do that. You could do, I don't know, you could do the everybody sitting at the Yalta conference or the murder of Lee Harvey Oswald. You know, you could do some guy coming in as Jack Ruby, and then the guy goes, oh!
You go Lincoln on it? Go Abe Lincoln at the opera?
Yeah, but you have to have everybody sitting in the theater box.
You
got to
have like a little tiny person next to him.
Yeah, that's not an easy one. But there's so many possibilities here. Even if it took like the Twitterverse time to crowdsource exactly what it was and somebody would get it, you know?
One of these social media stars, one of these players should actually start taking submissions from people on their Twitter account and say, hey, how should we actually conduct the next touchdown celebration?
The 815 says, I want all five linemen doing a West Side Story snap walk. Then the player who scored the TD slides in out of nowhere using the football as a microphone. The 815 here wants a bobsled celebration.
I wonder if opposing teams could maybe choreograph something. You get the O-line and the D-line, and they're all coming out there snapping their fingers. When you're a Jet, you're a Jet.
Were you in that?
I was unfortunately not. What? I still could be.
All right. I didn't know if you did school plays or not.
Oh, I was a performer. I was a thespian. Okay. But I didn't do West Side Story. I can run down my whole list.
I was Lieutenant Shrink. I didn't. I wanted one of the other roles, but I got to be the angry lieutenant. And unfortunately,
I was Daddy Warbucks.
You were?
I was.
I could see that.
Cowardly Lion. What else was that?
I was a Scarecrow.
Were you?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, hey, we want to break
in. Revive something here.
If I only had the knife.
Scoreboard update.
I'm doing your part.
To the Chicago Wolves update studio we go. Happy hump day. Looking for something to do tonight. The Chicago Wolves are hosting San Diego at Allstate Arena on craft beer night, 7 o'clock. Tickets start at $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. And a decision could come any day now from Japanese baseball player Shohei Ohtani. According to Yahoo Sports' Jeff Passan, he's done interviewing with the 7 finalist teams for which he'd prefer to play, including the Chicago Cubs. Stand by. Bears had to do it. Shut down Kyle Long yesterday and explained it a little bit more today.
It just became problematic. You know, we had the stretch there where he missed the Green Bay game. Combination of shoulder and hand.
Bears head coach John Fox says it was time. Bears at Cincinnati on Sunday. Bulls and Blackhawks on the road tonight. Bulls at Indiana while the Blackhawks go to Washington, D.C. Searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local Geico agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, lost your provider? U.S. Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. I love some of these text ideas. The rumble from the Beat It video. Another thought, reenacting the Iwo Jima flag raising might go over well. Yeah, not really. And the 224 says, these players aren't that smart. Yeah, they are. Believe me, I guarantee you, there are in every locker room, there are three or four guys who could act as producer directors who have been involved in any kind of production. You're wrong about that. Every football team I've ever been around, there would be somebody that would definitely be able to do something cool, either from like you say, from some well-known music video or from a movie or a play. There's all kinds of stuff you could do. Another suggestion that The Last Supper would be phenomenal.
But you would have to get in the perfect position, though, just to make sure everybody gets it. You got a bunch of bodies just, you know, lined up. Along as they're sitting at a table.
And the symbolic hand positioning is so important. I mean, everything would matter so much.
And then apparently the chalice shape of how the height of each individual spreading out from the center of the table would need to be.
You took art history too, apparently. Huh?
Not well, but I paid some attention.
Wow, Crown Point, Indiana. Jake, you're on the score.
Hi, this is Jake.
Yes, that's why I said Jake, you're on the score.
Hello, Jake.
All right, real quick. I got an idea for fixing the college playoff. And my thought was, instead of every team, every conference doing 9 games, they do 8 conference games. And right there at the end of the year, where like Alabama plays Mercer, they all have to schedule someone that's a comparable team. Like Alabama would have to play another top 25 school from another conference. That way you're not adding a game to the season and nobody can put that cupcake game in there.
And see, Jake, I think you're onto something because there's points in there. Like for me, where folks are talking about expanding the postseason, I'm on the same page with you, Jake, because to me, like when I played college football, I played at the University of Iowa mid to late 90s. My freshman and I want to say sophomore year, we played 11 games. Then we played 12 games my junior and senior year where college football was starting to evolve where more teams were taking the option of that 12th game. Now everyone's playing 12 games. Now you've gotten to where most of the major conferences have. Well, now all the Power Five have their conference championship game. Then you get beyond that. Now we're expanding the playoffs again and again. So to me, before they add another week to the postseason, it needs to be we're capping the regular season, if not diminishing the regular season by another week. So I like that part of it, Jake, where you're talking about diminishing the regular season a bit before we try to do anything with the postseason.
He's Anthony Herron, and for Jason Goff, I'm Dan Bernstein. When we come back, we're looking forward to having a conversation with Fiery Phil Hirsch, the Olympics expert, who can tell us what this means since that Russia has been banned from the upcoming games in South Korea. That and more next on The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
And I tell you what, number 6, he was cool in the pocket for 4 quarters. He wasn't rattled. He didn't show panic. You know, when he was in a hot huddle, Doug, he had total command. He didn't show fear.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Bellwether Meeting Place and Brewery, located on Illinois Street in Chicago.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Denise, Denise, when you're not near, my heart does decrease. No, that's not good.
He went to Jared because he realized a necklace would probably say it a little better. It's the Jared Last Chance to Save event, with amazing discounts store-wide, special pricing on hundreds of new pieces, and exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Last Chance to Save event, December 7th through 10th. Some exclusions apply. See jared.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
8 first downs. 8 total against the San Francisco 49ers on your home field. 8 against arguably...
What was then a one-win team.
Yeah. Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history. He's past Abe Gibron.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
John Fox is burnt. He's done. And he's talking like he's done. He's coaching like he's done. That was an abomination. That defensive clock management at the end of that game, anybody else would be fired. Especially losing to a team with one win already.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That's a new low point of the season. Just when you think that bottom can't fall out, guess what? There you go again. Here's the bottom.
Wait till
out.
Christmas Eve against the Browns.
You know, you joke about it.
Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
Wow. I mean, lowest in Bears history.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Weekly horoscope. Aries, this week will go much smoother if you spend some time planning out your work, social, and personal projects first. Taurus, something in the air is making people want to flirt with you. Gemini, your energy and creativity make this week a good one. Cancer, take your time with everything this week. Testing the waters would be a very good idea. Leo, this is not your week to take a financial risk. It will not end well. And Virgo, expect to be misread this week. You may want to avoid some people in upper management. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Dennis, getting ready to lift now is Sergei Akhmudov of the Soviet Union. His trainer has told me that he's taken anabolic steroids, Novocaine, NyQuil, Darvon, and some sort of fish paralyzer. Also, I believe he's had several cocktails within the last hour or so. All of this, of course, is perfectly legal at the All Drug Olympics. In fact, it's encouraged.
Well, not anymore. The IOC has told Russia, you cannot come to party. You are not invited. And here to talk about that is Phil Hirsch, an Olympic sports specialist. You know Fiery Phil from his time at the Tribune from 1984 to 2015, covered 18 Olympic Games. And you can follow him currently at globetrottingbyphilhirsch.com. He joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Phil, hello.
Good afternoon.
So, I guess the quick question and the important question, what is the overall historical significance of this ban of Russia?
Well, the historical significance is that a whole country has never, a whole National Olympic Committee, rather, has never faced a ban like this for doping. South Africa was banned for reasons of apartheid. There were other countries who were out because of World War conditions or World War, or I say war aggression. But this is the first time a whole country's Olympic Committee has been banned for doping. Now, there's a big difference, however, in that symbolic ban, and what the actuality that there will be a large number of Russian athletes, I believe, who participate in the 2018 Winter Olympics.
And that is because their individual profiles could come back as clean enough to allow them to participate under their own names, but not under the aegis of their country?
Well, they've come up with a very odd compromise in which these athletes are going to be called Olympic athletes from Russia. And their uniforms are actually going to say Olympic something on there, if you can read that small print, will say Olympic athletes from Russia. And everybody is going to know that these are Olympic athletes from Russia. And medal, you know, everybody who follows medal counts will count up the athletes by these Olympic athletes from Russia. The question is how many will be allowed to participate. And that will depend on a panel put in place by the International Olympic Committee, which is supposed to do all the screening it can to determine these athletes are clean. And anybody with a previous doping violation or current sanction is supposed to be excluded.
Phil, one of the, I guess, rumors that seems to be out there is that this may potentially lead to some defectors. How likely, how realistic is it that during the Olympics we could actually see some of these unattached Russian athletes who would want to defect while there?
Now, I'm not sure that, you know, if in fact they go to the Olympics and they are declared clean, they'll be able to continue competing clean for Russia. I don't see although the Soviet system doesn't exist anymore and Russia is not a closed country, so I don't think there'd be the same incentive to defect as there would be perhaps for a North Korean athlete.
Do you think also that the Olympics take into consideration, when you say that there's this sort of creative and odd way of splitting the baby here, is that also to keep the Olympics themselves viable and to keep it from being, say, well, wait a second, nobody's going to care about these results if some of the best athletes in the world weren't there? And Russia could then easily make that claim, and then you're allowing Vladimir Putin, Russia, to invalidate an entire Olympic Games because they weren't involved. I mean, doesn't the IOC have to say, well, you know, we're diminishing the understanding of the quality of the product?
There's no question that has to factor into the consideration. I mean, there is concern, I'm sure, at NBC about what kind of ratings they're going to be getting for these Olympic Games with a massive time difference to Pyeongchang, South Korea, with not a lot of obvious stars on the U.S. team. And although this isn't the Cold War, where the contest between the United States and Soviet athletes became the contest within the contest, there is obviously, from recent events, there is a sense of enmity between the United States and Russia on many issues. So, competition between them would presumably heighten some spectators' interest. And if you want to think about being the asterisk Olympics, and again, this is a different situation, but in 1984, when the Soviets chose not to come to Los Angeles, along with a lot of their satellite states, in retaliation for the U.S. boycott with some of its allied countries of the Moscow Olympics, the Olympic Games were a gigantic success in the United States, partly out of this chauvinistic feeling that, you know, we're going to show those people who aren't there. And of course, this is different because these games are not taking place in the United States.
Those being the Peter Uberoth games that changed sports marketing thereafter forever.
There's no question that Peter Uberoth changed the model for financing an Olympic Games, even though a lot of the cities in relative, in virtual dictatorships like Moscow and China and whichever have not followed that model, and they've spent and overspent. As was once said about George Allen, I gave him an unlimited budget and he overspent it. So, there is definitely an element of real politic in this, that eliminating Russia from the picture makes the Olympic Games less attractive.
I'm amazed that you can still get caught doping when it is a state-sponsored arrangement with that level of skullduggery of, you know, fake panels in walls and special tubes and pipes and systems. How is it that when it's on their turf and they had every opportunity to build in these hard structures to cheat, how were they this caught?
Well, because was one person, Grigory Rodchenkov, who was in charge of the whole master, you know, that whole program of cheating in at the Sochi Olympics, decided to turn witness against it. He saw some of his friends die under suspicious circumstances. He saw what was happening, and he had some sort of crisis of conscience, and he provided the evidence of the tampering, and fairly indisputable evidence after these bottles have been seen for a second time. He provided the evidence that allowed the International Olympic Committee to act on this stuff. I mean, clearly, they weren't going to get caught without somebody turning witness against them.
Talking to Phil Hirsch on the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. Anthony Harris sitting in for Jason Goff. You can find Phil's work at globetrottingbyphilhirsch.com. Phil, so with these athletes who will compete for Russia unattached, I guess, so not for Russia, but from Russia, then what will they do when they return home? Will they return home as heroes? Will Vladimir Putin still see them as heroes? I mean, what's the perception for their homeland if and when they do compete?
I think they'll come back as even greater heroes. They will be seen as having overcome this evil Western plot and nevertheless done their best and come back with medals. So I don't think that there's any doubt that they will be respected for whatever they do in Pyeongchang. The level of competition, with the exception of those Russians who will be banned or not admitted, the level of competition will remain the same. I mean, the interesting thing, the IOC has disqualified 25 athletes in 10 sports from the Sochi Olympics based on evidence from what the evidence that Rodchenkov provided and based on some other evidence. Medals have been stripped from athletes in five of those sports. 22 of those 25 athletes have filed appeals against those sanctions with the Court of Arbitration for Sport, which is going to have to rule pretty quickly. So a lot will depend on which, if any, of those 25 get back in after the Court of Arbitration for Sport hears the appeals. There were 15 sports in the Sochi Olympics. Russians won medals in 10 of the 15.
Before this ruling even came down, I was reading about the difficulty that they have been having in selling tickets to events at the venues, and one of the reasons that was given was some concern about North Korean aggression. If we're involving another dictator here, that maybe you're going to have Kim Jong-un deciding that this is a chance for another show of force or even something worse than just a flexing of muscle, and that people are saying, hey, I'm going to stay home and watch this on TV rather than put myself in potential harm's way.
Well, I think that there's no doubt that that has discouraged sales from outside of South Korea. The question is, why are the sales so low in South Korea? Typically, Olympic ticket sales, there's been a crisis in almost everyone except those in the United States about how many tickets are going to be sold. And typically at the last minute, a number of people buy and then other seats are filled with students or kids or whatever. So to make it look good for television. But certainly, it's the middle of the winter. It's a kid. Your own children in most of North America are in school. It's a long way. It's an expensive trip. And on top of that, if you drop in the threat looming over all of us of a potential escalation of hostilities between the United States and North Korea, it would discourage a lot of people from going. I certainly wouldn't go if I were not going to cover them.
When Vladimir Putin tries to paint this as a conspiracy by the West to keep their enemy out of this global competition, and I ask this somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but is he right at all? Is there, like you say, there's realpolitik at work. The IOC is made up of people who can be influenced. Is there anything going on where people are leaning on people to say, hey, if you could see it, that this evidence is certainly enough to keep them out, do this, and it's better for everybody that you do it, even as Putin will try to turn it into a victory?
I'm not sure that that's a factor. It's very easy. It's a very easy defense for him to throw up. Some of the Russian hackers, Fancy Bears, discovered a lot of lists of therapeutic use exemptions involving Western athletes and therapeutic use exemptions. Although they're controversial, they give an athlete the permission to use a banned substance as long as it's in the amount specified. So they held that up as, look, you're not punishing the Westerners, but you are punishing us, even though those therapeutic use exemptions were allowed. So I think that's just a very very facile defense. I mean, I don't think that anybody is mad, particularly at Russia. I think there is a sense that people are mad at dopers in the same way, and that, you know, the problem with all of doping and doping control is the testing is so far from flawless that, you know, you're never sure who's clean and who isn't.
Well, I guess that leads to those saying, forget doping testing and just let everybody do what they want. And whoever is the biggest, strongest, fastest. Yeah, we're joking. We played that old Saturday Night Live
That's a great skill. I mean, there are moments when I lean in that direction, and then I remember that if, in fact, that is the case, you can imagine that parents of eight-year-olds are going to be running out to get those drugs to give them to them so the kid might get a college scholarship or a pro career or something like that. So I think that opens a Pandora's box, which you don't necessarily want to open, because, you know, there are people who say if steroid use is managed by physicians, that you can control it and have it done in a way that won't be deleterious to somebody's long-term health. But you and I know that if it's not all going to be managed by physicians. It's just going to be the Wild West out there.
Phil, always love having you on. Thanks for the information.
Thanks, Phil.
You're very welcome.
That is Phil Hirsch, brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. While you're stocking up on goodies for the holidays, do your family a favor by picking up an Exergen Temporal Scanner, the number one preferred thermometer of pediatricians. We will have another sports writing legend joining us in studio coming up next, Sam Smith, who's got a new book out that is it's something you probably don't know about in the history of sports labor, called the Oscar Robertson 14, and how they, in their courageous way, paved the way for what is now the multi-billion dollar NBA that we currently enjoy. That discussion is coming your way after an update on The Score.
Mully here from the Mully and Handley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the 3-9 Bears, it's a trip to Cincy to take on the beatable Bengals. Of course, we thought the 49ers were beatable, and look how that turned out. Get a full preview right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
Busy, busy this time of year, and you've got a bunch of errands on your holiday to-do list. So one thing you can do is cross the post office off your list, because you don't have time. And it's hard. Nobody has the time to go to the post office when it's busy with people sending holiday cards and gifts. And you need to go, and you need the services of the USPS. So what you do is you use Stamps.com instead, because Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your fingertips, right to your desk. You can print postage any day, anytime. And Stamps.com is always open 24/7. You buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail. You use your own computer and printer, and then the mailman picks it up. It is that easy with Stamps.com. They send you a digital scale. You automatically calculate exact postage. Stamps.com will help you decide the best class of mail every time. And right now, you get a deal. You can enjoy this Stamps.com service with a special offer. It includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale, and there are no long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage. Make sure you type in Dan to get this deal. That's Stamps.com. Enter Dan.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can. And it's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than the cloud and softer than a bunny. Like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, the warmth, and the comfort. And you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they are a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today. Or surprise her with something that she'll love all winter long. You don't even have to wrap because Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
Hi, this is Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. I'm excited to tell you that we have recently moved to a bigger and better location to serve you at 535 Green Bay Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything barbecue. We specialize in outdoor kitchens and have the best selection of gas and charcoal grills from Weber, DCS, Fire Magic, Napoleon, and Kalamazoo, just to name a few, plus a full line of smokers. We have all the accessories, charcoal, and woods you could want. And if you're looking for the big green egg, we are now a platinum dealer and we have it all. And if you're in need of a few pointers on how to use your grill, you can sign up for one of our grilling classes, or you can even host your next event right in our new space. We service, we sell, we take care of you. Call us at 847-251-2272. That's 847-251-2272. Or you can visit us online at backyardbbqstore.com. That's backyardbbqstore.com. The Backyard Barbecue Store, where cooking out is always in.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries. AA, AAA.